But downtown, you might call it downtown also.
Yeah,
where's uptown? Do you know who that is?
Well, that's north of the, Chicago Avenue.
What's that called now?
The north of Chicago Avenue,
would be
uptown.
What?
Do what?
That's all right. I won't just keep it going.
Beyond North Avenue, uptown, I think north of Chicago Avenue.
How about the part of the stockyard around just the south of the stockyards? What's that called? South?
You mean south?
Yeah, right around the stockyards. What's that neighborhood?
South of the stockyards.
Right around the stockyards. Especially south of it, yeah.
You mean back of the yards?
Mm-hmm.
That would also apply to west too, you know, west and south. In fact, the Ashland Avenue was more or less the boundary of the stockyards, and then it was the same south of back.
Do you know the name of that small park facing Newberry Library up on Clark Street?
Wait a minute, I didn't know.
Did you ever hear a humorous name for it?
Oh, pick. That alley there, wait a minute. I know the name, I was down there.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Bughouse Square. Have you ever heard that?
Bughouse Alley. Bughouse Square, Bughouse Alley. The highbrows, and they used to often speak of the long haired men and short haired women, and I used to be.
But it's called, you've also heard it called Bughouse Alley.
Bughouse Alley, and there's another pick. A pickle. I haven't thought of it. I've been down there years back. They used to put out there, had a little side street building, had them in barns, they had a little short pond acts,
mm-hmm.
and some very talented people, artists, you know. They really were an artistic group, you know. Many of them were eccentrics.
This is called Bughouse Alley.
Bughouse Alley.
And what time was, when was it? How far back?
Oh, back in the 90s, 1890. In those days, in the 90s, we used to call it, off this picket was the gay 90s.
Okay, how about, in each ward, you know, in the city you have wards?
And precincts.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the name of that alley there in Bughouse. Oh, I'll get the name, there's an alley in there, Tucker Alley. That was in many of the stories written about that area. They mentioned that alley there. The Dill Pickles Club.
Oh, the Dill Pickles Club?
Did you ever hear that?
No.
A group of some were eccentrics and some were real artists. They were poor and struggling, but there were some that were very, very clever and made quite a fine reputation.
Did your mother ever make bread at home?
Oh, yes.
What did you call it?
Yes, homemade bread. I can just see how she would work up with her sleeves rolled up, and they'd set for overnight, put a towel over, and let it rise in the morning.
Were the loaves about the same size as the ones?
Oh,
you had
no, they were large loaves. They were large. I would say they were loaves that were probably 15 inches in length and probably 8 inches in width, and they were deep, probably 5 inches high. Very often they were sort of a twist. And I can just see the dough board and the rolling pin and the flour sifter.
All right. Do you remember if she used any peculiar ingredients in it, different from that you...
Well, I know they what making the dough, the flour sifter. I didn't know, of course, they added salt to it. But I remember I've done...